Poland's foreign minister says the government stands by its pledge to take in 7,000 refugees after previously suggesting that Poland would walk away from the deal with the European Union following last week's deadly terror attacks in Brussels. Stefan Boss reports.
Poland's foreign minister Witold Waciszkowski has told Polish television that his country will be ready to review the applications of refugees. However, he warned that his nation would only accept people whose identities are confirmed, who are declared as posing no security threat, and who are willing to come to Poland. He expressed doubt as to whether 7,000 such refugees could be found. Yet his comments suggested that Poland's recently elected right-wing government would keep the door at least a little bit open for potential refugees. Last week, following the attacks in Belgium's capital, Brussels, which killed dozens, Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło said she saw no possibility of accepting any migrant. Her words were seen as walking away from Poland's pledge to the European Union to take in 7,000 refugees. Poland isn't alone in tightening the rules. Austria plans to place further limits on who qualifies for safe haven. Interior Minister Johanna Mikl-Leitner says that under the new rules, asylum applications will be accepted only from cases Austria has to take in, for instance from persons who face threats to safety in a neighboring country that he or she transited. Austria has set a limit of 37,500 asylum applications for this year, after receiving nearly 90,000 in 2015. Officials say 14,000 were submitted as of the end of March. Besides Austria, several countries along the traditional Balkan route towards the west have closed their borders. And the government in Hungary, which already erected razor wire fences along Hungarian frontiers with Serbia and Croatia, says the army is being prepared to send more than 6,000 troops to the borders if, in its words, the migrant situation so requires. The developments have added to frustration among thousands of refugees stranded in Greece, for instance near the closed border with Macedonia, and in other areas. A refugee from Afghanistan told reporters that he was not giving up his dreams to start a better life in the West.
We want nothing from the Greek government. Actually, they themselves are in trouble. They have a weak economy right now. We are asking for the world, actually. We are asking for the big countries to open the border for us. Actually, we are not here for money or for something. We are here for a safe place. We want a peaceful land on this planet.
He was among hundreds of refugees, human rights activists and students who took to the streets of Athens chanting, "Open the borders." Their show of anger on Wednesday came shortly before Turkey was due to start taking people deemed illegal migrants from Greece under a controversial deal with the European Union, where last year more than 1 million people arrived from mainly war-torn and impoverished nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.